The Catechism on the Sanctification of Sunday. You labor, my children, but what you earn ruins your body and your soul. If one asked those who work on Sunday, "What have you been doing?" they might answer, "I've been selling my soul to the devil, crucifying our Lord and renouncing my baptism. I'm going to hell. I shall have to weep for all eternity in vain." When I see people driving carts on Sunday, I think I see them carrying their souls to hell. Oh, how mistaken in his calculations is he who labors hard on Sunday, thinking that he will earn more money or do more work. Can 2 or 3 shillings ever make up for the harm he does himself by violating the law of the good God? You imagine that everything depends on your working, but there comes an illness, an accident. So little is required. A tempest, a hailstorm, a frost. The good God holds everything in his hand. He can avenge himself when he will, and as he will. The means are not wanting to him. Is he not always the strongest? Must not he be the master in the yard? There was once a woman who came to her priest to ask leave to get in her hay on Sunday. "But," said the priest, "it's not necessary. Your hay will run no risk." The woman insisted, saying, "Then you want me to let the hay crop be lost?" She herself died that very evening. She was more in danger than her crop of hay. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that which endureth unto life everlasting. What will remain to you of your Sunday work? You leave the earth just as it is. When you go away, you carry nothing with you. Ah, when we're attached to the earth, we're not willing to go. Our first end is to go to God. We are on the earth for no other purpose. My brethren, we should die on Sunday and rise again on Monday. Sunday is the property of our good God. It is his own day, the Lord's day. He made all the days of the week. He might have kept them all. He's given you 6 and has reserved only the 7th for himself. What right have you to meddle with what does not belong to you? You know very well that stolen goods never bring any profit, nor will the day that you steal from our Lord profit you either. I know 2 very certain ways of becoming poor. They are working on Sunday and taking other people's property.